Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollack. Yes, that Kevin Pollack. What's that? Yes, you did catch me at a good time. What's up? Hello? Hello? That was so joking. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to Caroline Catter.
Hi.
Seven CC's stat. If you had to address an auditorium of college students regarding what to do after graduation, what's the third thing you would encourage them to consider?
to like maybe take a walk every once in a while.
Uh-huh. How long of a walk are we talking?
Anywhere from 1 to 10 miles.
Fair. Try. Hey, it's time to make camp. Chris Alvarado's here. Handsome Dan of Chris's. If you were to name your favorite pair of shoes, what name sounds most appropriate?
Oh, jeez, you motherfucker. I mean, this is a real touchy issue. And to say the one, it's a big to-do. I mean, my go-tos rhyme with ran myth.
Uh-huh.
But don't give me those words. I pass. I can't. I'm
you
done.
Get to name these shoes, whatever name you want, not the brand. Just you name them.
Like, oh, I make them my own.
These are my Larrys.
Oh, okay. Yeah, these are my Jebbies. That's easy.
Okay, cool. Hey, everybody. It's James Heaney time. Jimmy Red, if you could change one thing about Joey Greer, what would it be?
I would change the fact that he really likes Mac products, and I would bring him into a PC world, and we would run together with PC laptops and hold hands. It would be, oh God, actually, I feel like I'm tearing up just thinking about it.
If I could just shoot the video, that would be good enough for me. Holy crap, it's Cole Stratton.
Hello.
Semi-private dancer. Who was the first famous show business person you spoke to ever?
Oh, wow. Gosh, that is tough.
The first.
I guess when I was a kid, I met some people.
Locally famous people?
That's right. I made some Michigan State football players. So I remember I went to one of the press days and stuff. And they, my mom worked at MSU. And like I have pictures of me being like hoisted up and sitting on their shoulder pads and stuff. So
again, these are Michigan State university football player.
Some of them may have gone on to play in the NFL.
Some of them may have. So you've kept an eye on their career. Well, that's good.
It's possible.
These are all good answers. And last, but may your shoes be one size too big if you think of Lee's, it's Joey Greer. Crazy Legs, give me one more reason to love you.
I can make a mean scrambled eggs.
Huh.
Yeah.
And what would you say is the little Joey Greer secret you might want to share?
Well, the secret I got from my brother-in-law, Andy, who got it from a French chef. So strap in. Whisk like a motherfucker. Get those air pockets in there because that makes them fluffier and lighter. And So just like just. And so when you dump them in there.
So make that sound while you're whisking.
Whatever you want to do to kind of get the elbow rocking. And then they come out just so fluffy, so good.
Okay.
So thank shout out to you. The French. Shout out to Andy.
Love you so much more.
Do you use your elbow when you whisk?
Yeah, I strap a...
Because I use both hands and I go like this.
Okay,
what?
That's...
No, that's not right.
No.
That's not right.
So people can't see this. What he's doing, James is using both hands like he's trying to start a fire like he's a Boy Scout. And that's going to burn you out, dude. That's going to burn you out. So you want to use...
Have you seen my muscles?
Yeah, it's going to make you strong and burn you out.
I just want to, speaking of James's muscles, there was a little cleanup crew from the West Side Comedy Theater that met down in Santa Monica after the, I think, first night of rioting. That is to say, looting, excuse me, when the peaceful march became an issue in certain pockets and parts of Santa Monica were ripped up pretty bad. And some of us gathered down there to clean up. James and the Mrs. Aaron were there super early, apparently. But James was wearing a picture of this, if you will. So the red hair, and he's got an Alchemy This hat on backwards, super cool. And he's got like those kind of goggles that basketball players started wearing once one of them lost an eye. And then he's got a brown tank top on and BML spray painted on the back of the tank top. Spray painted like long... It's just beautiful. But the tank top really able to reveal the gun show on Heaney Land, and I bought tickets.
And now you said BML. I think you mean BLM.
Or
I do.
Maybe
I do.
Oh my god! I was really hoping I didn't do it wrong.
BLM. Excuse me, my bad. And you rarely see just the initials, which I thought immediately when I saw that they had been spray painted on the back of his tank top. So good on you, James. That was awesome to
Thank
see.
Thank you. I did spray paint it on my tank top.
Yeah, no, you did. You certainly did. And you did it correctly. I remembered it incorrectly. Let's do a damn show. Almost all of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. I love reading your emails, so please keep sending them. This one, scene one, comes from Oscar, listener Oscar, who wrote, "Hey, gorgeous, this is your friendly neighbor in Western China. Just the other day, I was listening to your latest episode on a hike through a glacier at 4,600 feet. The laughter was the only thing that kept me from passing out from altitude sickness. Just left you a very much deserved review on Apple Podcasts. Yeah, I created an account just for that. Sorry it took so long. Thanks for bringing struggling comedian Nikki Schitt's to life." Who remembers Nikki Schitt's?
I remember
Nikki Schitt's.
Yeah.
I was there for that.
Here's my suggestion. Nikki Schitt's makes a comeback as a youth pastor. Love to all. Stay safe. Oscar from Western China. Thank you. Is it Father Schitt's? Am I getting this?
Oh, I just shit my pants. Yeah, come on in. What's going on?
Hi. My family, I wanted to bring them to your sermon on Sunday.
Yeah.
But I saw your name listed and I wanted to see if that was a typo or.
No, Nikki.
Nikki?
It's Nikki, yeah. Two Ks.
Father Nikki with two Ks?
Uh-huh. Father Nikki Schitt's.
Yeah, see that's the part that I'm not sure the 6- and 8-year-old will appreciate. Is it a French name? Do you pronounce it differently than
I think Nikki is Russian by origin. Nikolai.
Okay. And then the last name comes from?
Schitt's?
You're saying like the bad word for poops, right?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm sorry. This is kind of like my first couple days in the mix here. That's my stage name, and I figured to roll that over to what I do
as
here. I also work on a stage as a pastor. Yeah. You know, get everyone juiced up. I have a lot of experience working with crowds. So I think.
Did you say you were a comedian previously?
I was, yeah.
Is there any way to hear any of your stuff? You got like
I was actually
CD?
Just
going to
do a set for you right now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do a set.
Yeah. So, okay.
Like a tight five?
Why don't you try a tight 45? Okay.
Father, so why don't you sit there? Yeah. Hi, Father. Sorry. Is it okay if I come in? You said I could host this set, so.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
For sure. All right.
Hey, everybody. What's up? You know me. I'm Deacon Sam. We got a hot, hot show for you all tonight. We got one headliner you're going to love, Nikki Schitt's. You've seen him holding the Bible, giving mass to kids. Let's put your hands together. Nikki Schitt's.
Thank you so much, Deacon. Thank you so much. Yep. Looks like we got a small crowd today. Don't worry. I hope my shits don't become bigger than the crowd we got here today. I was just wondering, how many people here, how many people here have a steady diet?
So.
You can answer. You can answer.
So.
No, Deacon, you don't have to answer. You can. Son, what's going on? Are you all right?
I don't know what a steady diet is.
You don't know what a steady diet is? You know, everyone in the congregation, why don't we take a second here? Why don't we take a second here to realize what a steady diet is? Now, we have a young man here.
Preach it.
Young man here, your name is Brad, is that right?
Brad.
We have a young man here named Brad. And how many people here want to see Brad get shitted on?
Father Schitt's, thank you for coming to my office. I can still hear the crowd screaming your name. No?
Yeah.
Listen, we brought you in here because we wanted you to touch the youth, right? We needed a younger approach.
Yeah, maybe we should use a different kind of terminology for
you
that.
You don't There's tell me. I'm Father I'm Father Long Don, and here I have Sister Bleed Butt here. we are getting older, and we admit that. And we don't want to lose the connection. So we need you to
Well, maybe reach the connection's out. Already lost, Father.
I think you're right.
That's what we're worried about. We're worried about
maybe you two are out of touch.
That's what we're saying. Well,
that's exactly what Father's saying.
Maybe
you two
need to step out of the way so Nikki Shits can spread the word and my ass.
That's exactly what the Father's saying, I think. So you get the message, which is good.
We need you to really reach in, you know, grab the youth by where it hurts. You know,
maybe what I need to do is grab the youth.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
That's correct. That's correct. That's correct. Oh, God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking for a Nikki Shits. I'm a former agent of his and just was coming to the small town. I heard rumblings and rumors that he might be working over here or something.
Yes, yes. He'll be here later today.
No, I don't need my windows washed. It's fine.
Can I ask what this is about?
I'm a former agent of his, and I worked in Hollywood, and I worked in Bollywood and any kind of wood, and I was just hearing that Nikki might be getting back on stage.
Lock those fucking windows!
So I mostly heard the word former.
Right. Yeah. No, you don't need to wash the window. Former. We split ways a while back, and
are you calling from your car, sir?
I'm in my car. Yeah. My phone is on. I always record any conversation I have to my phone, but I'm not. Yeah, you don't have
if
to wash the windows.
You're not going to wash that car's goddamn windows. Tell that car to drive away.
So I just wanted to know if you had any insight or any idea of where Nikki might be.
He works here at the church, and he'll be here a little later today. But
hey, Nikki, that was a great sermon. Really,
thanks.
Really good. Now, listen, you probably don't know me. Sure, take the water. You don't know me, but I'm
thank you for
I'm
the watch. Yeah, thank you.
That's yours. Anything is mine is yours. And that's kind of why I'm here. I'm a boutique.
Is this a lettuce agent. Wrap?
Thank yeah. You. Yeah, take it.
Turkey, avocado.
So I have a very small roster, client
it's
roster.
It's just turkey avocado.
I've got two of the best birthday clowns in the city on my roster. And
why wouldn't you put anything else like
and so I'm looking to, you know, to expand my roster. Maybe somebody with a little more edgy like you.
It's just dry. You know what I mean? That's just like anything other than just like a turkey avocado.
Have representation currently? And if not, would you like to get working here in this
small
town?
The water's warm, so I don't know what you want me to do. I'm not going to drink.
I got to say, the biggest birthday parties are happening and my clients are making them happen.
You said you dress up as a clown and you host birthday parties. Is that what you said?
I used to, but now I've become the boss. I have two clients on my roster. I'm looking to expand my roster. And I don't have anybody like you.
So you're an agent, is that right?
Boutique, yes. Yes, starting off small, but I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you.
Well, I don't know how you say it, but I say it agent. And I want you to know that I got out of that game a long time ago.
But the rule, it's a new game. It's a new game.
But the players are the same.
Well, if it isn't Nikki Shits coming here to do this birthday party with us, huh? Oh, you
no,
don't
I'm,
remember
I'm actually
me.
Here to do,
you don't remember me, Connor Krebs. You stole my fucking act, asshole.
Okay, Connor. I'm actually here to do Last Rites, so excuse me.
Hi, Father. So we were having a birthday party for my son, and then he died in the middle of it.
Okay, great.
He's out. He's by the shed in the backyard. So
you left the body by the shed. Okay.
Why in the hell is this priest dressed like a clown?
Because I think he was coming from
my
different.
My son's birthday.
Honey,
no,
it's your son's funeral.
It's my son's birthday.
No, it's your son's funeral.
Poke him with a stick. Just poke him.
Where?
Poke him in the butt, maybe, or in the mouth.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to touch his tongue with my tongue.
Hey, get out of here. Get these kids. Get out of here. Get out of here. Kids.
So this is where he fell down, Father. Priest, Father, what are you?
Yeah, I'm a pastor, Father. Yeah.
Okay.
Eleanor, where are the cold cuts? Did you set the cold cuts somewhere? I'd like to put them out
Yes,
after
I put them
the service.
In the fridge.
Of course, of course.
Jesus. Also, can someone call the parents of these annoying fucking little kids and have them go home? They keep poking my dead son.
I'll call the parents. I'll call the parents.
You want me to pick up Tyler? You want me to pick up Tyler? Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. Parents.
Yeah. Who's screaming in the background?
Sorry, that's my parents! Partner. I asked him to call you, but all he did was go to the window and scream parents, and so I had to call you on your cell phone.
Look, Tyler's at a birthday at your kid's birthday party right now.
Son is dead, and your son is poking him with a stick.
Look, I don't know how you do parties, but if that's the case, that's the case. Okay,
it's not a party. It was a party. I understand the confusion. I sent you an invite for a birthday party.
Look, what has happened? I don't want to be with my kid. Well, he has got an excuse to go to a party. He's going to go to that fucking party. He's going to stay there until the party's done, all
right? Well, the party's done. I'm telling you right now, the party is done. So come pick up your fucking kid.
Well, it's 2:30. I think I'll pick him up around 6 like the flyer said.
Oh, yeah. You sure you want Nikki to do the service? He's going to shit on your kid. I know him. I know his act. He's going to shit on your kid.
We've called a lot of different people. And it seems like everybody's booked already for last minute rights. All right?
Excuse me, sir. Why are you crying? Because that lady said that the other guy was her partner. And so I'm
confused.
They're
business partners. She's my wife and it's our child. What do you want?
I want another stick. What do you want from me? I want another stick.
You're not allowed to poke our kid anymore. Your dad's a deadbeat. Okay?
I'm going to whip him.
Honey, there's something I have to tell you. I know that I've...
Just hold me.
Okay, I don't want to. That's the problem. I don't want to touch you. I don't want to hold you. I'm tired of being the big spoon all the time. And basically, honey, I want to let you know that my relationship has gone from business partner to sexual partners.
What?
With Frank. Frank, you can come out. He's hiding behind the curtain over there.
Frank! Frank, what are you doing
What's
in
up,
here?
What's up, bitch?
Frank! Frank, come God. On. That is extreme.
It's been a rough day, Frank.
Has it?
You don't have to call him a bitch.
Because your baby boy dead?
Frank!
Oh, my God. Come on, just give me one hold. Hold
Honey,
me.
No, fine. I'll give you one hold. I'll give you one hold. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll take a water, Coca-Cola ice. That's a hard story, my man. That's a hard story. But you said Nikki was at the party. Is that right?
He did the last rites. He came.
Sorry, did you say water, Coca-Cola ice?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
So I'm going to put some water in a glass and then add Coca-Cola.
Are you
and
okay?
Ice.
What is confusing about this? I don't understand.
I've never heard the order.
Water up?
There's so much water happening today. I'll be right back.
Again, I'm sorry to hear about that.
It's been a rough day, and really, it's just a weird time for my wife to leave me. But I'm pretty sure it's just, you know, she's probably going through a lot. If Frank is, will they work together really well? I don't know.
So you saw Nikki where? When did he leave?
I believe I feel like he left pretty much after the rites were done.
Okay, this is just a glass of water and a glass of Coke.
I thought that if I split the difference, you would make it yourself.
I wanted a glass of water with ice Coke, Coca-Cola ice.
Milk 7-Up ice for Tim. Milk 7-Up ice for Tim.
Thank you. Is your name Tim?
My name is Tim.
Really?
Yeah.
My name's Tim, and I ordered a milk 7-Up with ice.
Okay.
You can have this one if you want it.
I don't want that. That's not what I ordered. I mean, you've solved the confusion. I didn't know who it was for.
Okay. But I'll take this. Thank you. Okay. If you want to hang out.
Hey, Mr. Clown Crap, Crapper the Clown, Crappy Clown.
It's Conrad Craps, but okay. You can call me Craps the Clown. Why not?
I see you getting into this beat up car. Seems like things aren't going too great for you.
Yeah, I'm a little down. I was on top of the world. I was king of the open mic circuits in Akron, and little Nikki came along. He was 17 at the time, and he just took everything, and I've been scraping by ever since.
It must make you feel bad. He pulled up in a Bentley.
Yeah, I saw that. It makes me feel terrible, you know? I what I wouldn't give to switch places with him again. You know, just for one day to be back in the spotlight.
Ringing.
Well, what's happening? I think I'm switching bodies or something. I don't know.
Where are you going? What?
Hey, Mr. Crappy the Clown, welcome back to Michigan State University. You're going to be addressing the assembly today. How long is your set?
It's a tight 45. You know
tight
what I'm
45.
Saying?
Beautiful. All right. Well, a lot of the players are out here. They're very excited to meet you. Would you
fantastic.
Mind if you could say hello before the set?
Sure. I'd love to go around and meet all the fellas.
All right. First, I'm going to bring in the quarterback, Ty Yablinsk. Ty. Hey, Ty.
Yeah.
You got, you got a second to meet this clown fella?
Yeah.
Ty, this is it Crappy the Clown? What's
yeah,
up?
Yeah,
that's me. Nice to meet you, fella. Hey, look, I like your uniform. It's perfect for me to take a crap on right now. There you go. Hey, crapping on yours.
Ty, you don't got to eat the crap. It's just a joke.
Whoa, son, calm down. Are you all right? Did you even call an ambulance?
All right, so, little boy, you said that he turned the key and it made a sound, and then he disappeared into. Yeah. Am I hearing the story correct?
That's correct. But before he left, he said something about he wanted to be Nicky Shits for a day. I don't know if that is anything relevant.
So maybe the ignition of this old beat-up car can make me transfer bodies with somebody?
Scully, what are you doing? Okay. Jim Scully, what do you think is going on?
What do you mean?
What? What do you think I mean, huh? How far are you going to take this case?
Who's this beautiful lady?
I'm Agent Mulder, FBI.
Yeah. Whoa, federal booby inspector. Nice.
No, are you serious? No. Are you fucking serious right now?
That's got to be. That's got to be scene number one. I don't know what you would call it. Scene number two comes from Justin in Portland, Oregon, who wrote, "Hey, KP, I'm a devoted listener since mid-2019. My wife often finds me doing dishes at the sink doubled over in laughter. Thanks for all the genius moments of comedy. The skill level is off the charts, and you each bring something unique. That's why it works." Scene suggestion, a group of science fiction novelists go on a yoga retreat. They begin to suspect the yoga leader is not what he or she seems.
So my thought right now is that, like, for my, I don't know, my, I guess like the bridge for the two worlds, it's going to be this cybernetic like overlord, right? That is controlling both the uprising robots, but at the same time is like all the humans are super plugged in to like the AI world and all that. So it's
thank you, Dr.
Like
Rothman.
The
is there any other questions? We got to let the doctor go at some point, but if there, we could have time for two more questions for the
yeah,
doctor.
I have a question.
Yep. Yes. The lady in the back.
I guess my question is, I think that the portal is maybe something that you could find like maybe behind a tree or maybe under a tree. And if
could
you, kind
you just,
of,
I'm sorry, could you just hold till we get the mic over to you?
Yeah, hold on. Okay, my question is like, if there's like I think the portal is where it's like maybe on the side of the thing.
Can you hear her, doctor?
I can't hear her. Should we just wait until
let's get the mic over to someone else if we could. Someone who knows how to speak into it.
I got a question.
Yeah, that's gentleman on the left wing there. Yeah.
Pass it down. Okay, I got it.
If you could pass the mic to him.
Thank you. Hey, doctor. Big fan.
I can't hear him.
I'm speaking into.
There's a chance this mic is not working. Sir, can you just shout your question?
Yeah, I can shout it. So, doctor, I'm a big fan. What I think in my community of fellow,
I can't hear what he said.
I can't hear.
Can we go to?
Let's go back to the lady in the back.
Does she have a microphone?
Miss, could you just yell out your question, please?
Sure.
I guess my question is, like, what's the deal with going to the other dimension? Do you guys think it's, like, through a portal Or do you think that it's something that we have to like manifest ourselves with like math?
Oh, that's man, a great question, doctor.
That was my question too.
No way.
Doctor, so to reiterate, for those of you who couldn't hear her, when you go to Chili's, what is your favorite order?
Yeah.
My favorite order at Chili's right now would have to probably be the bean pizza. And if I'm really going hard at Chili's, I'll do the flat burger.
Right.
No cheese, no bun. I'll probably do no egg. I'll bring my own Friday's Jack Daniel's sauce.
You'll bring your own.
I'll bring my own
from Friday's.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's great.
And then he goes on
to list other ingredients he likes. What I'm saying is, I think the audience is waiting for a book of this caliber from me. So, you know, everybody who's asking the question is representing the audience themselves.
Damien, I like what you do. I like what you do, okay? But I'm looking for sci-fi here. I mean, the entire book, I read it. You got 2,000 pages of a seminar talk with some Dr. Rothman and the host and all these people who can't be heard. It makes no sense.
What does sci-fi even stand for? Let's start that.
Science fiction.
Okay. What's the opposite of science fiction?
Science fact.
Okay. You see what I'm doing here?
Would you two like to continue having this conversation, or can we get on with the yoga retreat? We have a group of individuals here, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. Yeah, we can. Let's do the yoga retreat.
I am so sorry, too.
You don't have to apologize. Wow. Great. So, everyone, welcome. I guess we already kind of know kind of a book deal going on. So if there's anything else. And I did make it abundantly clear that everyone has to be very healthy before coming on this retreat. So I hope no one's trying to hide any sickness.
He's smoking right now, and I didn't think that was allowed either.
It's certainly not allowed. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'll put it out.
Did you just put on a voice for that? Because before you were talking.
Yeah, I did.
Like,
yeah, I did.
Okay.
Are we allowed to put on voices?
Yes. You just have to let me know before you do it. Okay. Because I get confused. Oh. Okay. Any other questions before we begin?
Can we do the yoga?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and we'll start in.
I have a question real quick. Is it going to get really crazy hot?
Yes, the room goes up to 100 degrees.
Why?
It helps with flexibility, and I also like it when people get wet and sweaty. For me, that's fun.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Wow. Crazy, huh? They just kind of randomly paired us up to bunk together, but here we are, huh? Sci-fi robot guy, sci-fi alien guy, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Who would have thought? Who would have thought that we would be
nuts? It's nuts.
Here together.
Hey, it's crazy. It's just me. It was, I don't know. You know, I don't have a big history in yoga, so I can't really talk. But it's kind of weird that Yogi there was really, really into making sure that it was really hot and wet in there. Like, super important. Wouldn't start until it was super hot and wet.
Yeah. I mean, I'm familiar with hot yoga, where, you know, but the wet part, that weirded me out, because it was the dumping of water over us repeatedly that was not helping me either A, be secure in my footing. People were slipping.
Yeah, that was
a lot
tough.
Of ACL tears on the first day.
That was tough. Yeah, it's dangerous.
So yeah, so what I did is I put the sci-fi robot guy and the sci-fi alien guy in the same
cabin.
And so I have a camera in there, and I'm listening. I imagine fascinating things are going to come out of this, you know. And I could use this for my book.
I think this is a great plan.
So let's listen in.
Okay.
So yeah, you got to make sure that you add a lot of flour to the stock, or it's not going to you know, thicken correctly. So you got to do that. I mean, making blintzes is fun. So, you know, I'll give you the recipe.
Yeah, I'd really love that.
Sorry, this is the footage you have? Just the two of them talking recipe?
Well, right now it's a live feed, so who knows? Right, I imagine they're going to get through the small talk and then get to the good talk. I mean, we're talking a sci-fi alien and sci-fi robot.
What's the good talk are we looking for, do you think?
Something that has to do with sci-fi aliens or sci-fi robots.
That would be great.
And if you, the core of it, honestly, to me, what really matters.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Loose on the waist, tight in the thighs.
I'm the same way. I am the same way. You know, I didn't think that sci-fi aliens and sci-fi robot writers would get along as well as we do. Right. But, oh, I forgot to say, preheat 425.
Excuse me, Yogi, are you busy right now?
Yes, what can I help you with?
Oh, you're busy?
I'm very busy.
Okay, well, I just, who are those people chanting in your...
Those are my boys.
Is this where the VIP yoga is?
Yes.
Okay, well, I was worried. I just feel like I was expecting four element yoga and I'm only getting two. Is that where the other two elements are?
Look,
Can I come in? I'm an expert yoga person.
Fine, yes, come in. You're not listening to anything I've fucking said already, so literally just do whatever you want. This is your house, basically. No, you're already in here. Just come in.
Okay, come in.
Just don't scare my boys.
Okay, can I have one of those ropes?
Just take it. Why would you? It says my name on it. It is embroidered with my name. Why would you assume I wouldn't walk into your bunk and immediately go, let me sleep in your bed?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
just
sorry.
Come.
Scared.
Just do it.
I'm scared.
My boys, stop being scared. My boys. Boys.
What? What?
Get dunk your heads in the water, boys.
Yes. Yes.
Here we go. Okay. What were you saying? You're wearing my robe. It actually looks good on you. What can I help you with?
Thank you. Well, I just felt like I was ready for the next two elements. We get the heat and or fire and we get, you know, water.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted, you know, I was promised four elements of yoga here.
Mm-hmm. Well, the earth and wind, that's you bring that yourself. You'll find that within you.
And so the audience, the reader will understand that those last two elements are within.
Look, Damien, I'm just trying to center myself, okay? Look, can we talk about this when we're out, all right?
I'm hot right now, you know?
We're all hot. It's hot as fucking, it's 100
degrees.
Guys,
you're having a full volume conversation in the middle of a yoga class, okay? So as a punishment, I am turning the heat up to 110 degrees.
Wait, don't, are you going to punish us?
It's a punishment. And I am dunking you all with my water boys will come through and they'll dunk you all.
Again? What the hell? We're already wet.
It's a punishment. You're going to get more. There we go.
Here's some water with your face.
There you go. All right. And now we're going to transition to downward dog.
Sorry, I should have told you I was going to change my voice.
Tell me you're going to put on a damn voice.
Okay, now it's getting good. Listen in. This is what I've been hoping for.
This is crazy.
This is the footage we want. Okay, here we go. Listen to this.
I mean, did you hear that a sci-fi wizard guy didn't even come back? He went to talk to the yogi, like, this afternoon. He didn't even return.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, like, start spreading sci-fi rumors here, but word is they saw him roaming the beach early morning, muttering to himself, wearing the yogi's fucking robe.
Bing bong.
Oh, hello. Hold on a second. That's my phone. Hello.
Hey, is this Jim?
Yeah, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim. What room are you in?
What room am I in? Is this a prank call? Is this a fucking prank call? Are you pranking me right now?
You're a dick.
Okay. Fuck. Sorry, I'm just getting pranked
They wanted to know what room you're in?
Yeah, hardcover novelists across the way are having a retreat. They're fucking...
It's a pretty low-stakes prank.
Yeah, but it hurts nonetheless. So, anyway, God, that got under my skin. That got under my skin. I know I shouldn't have let, but it fucking got under my skin. Damn it!
We need the sci-fi focus here.
Let's steal the yoga boat, go over to their camp, and I don't know, burn some shit. Or, you know what we could do? You know what we could fucking do? Do you know what we could fucking do, huh?
I don't. Please tell me.
Bing bong!
Do you know what we could do? Do you know what we could do, huh?
I should probably answer that. I don't think they're going to stop calling.
Oh, hold on one second. Hello?
This is Jim.
Yes, it is. Who's calling?
Show us your balls.
Okay, this is a prank. Okay. Okay, fuck you. Fuck you. God damn it.
Wait, I heard that. They wanted you to show them your balls over the phone?
Yeah, I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to do it.
So wait, we were talking about stealing the yoga boat?
Yeah. Fuck, it got under my skin, man. I didn't want it to be, but it did. Got under my goddamn skin. Look, let's steal the boat. Let's go over there. You know what we could do?
Mistress Yogi Head.
You can just call me Sandra. I don't, none of those titles are necessary.
Okay, Sandra. I'm one of the patrons here. We've been having a really nice retreat. Mm-hmm. There's been talk that you're not letting us in on who it is you are exactly.
Well, my name is Sandra. I have my water boys, and this is a yoga retreat. I don't know what more information.
Oh, I don't know. Do the numbers 0011001 mean anything to you?
Who told you that? Who told you 001101?
Let go.
I can't. I'm a robot. 0100001.
That's scene number two.
Scene two.
I knew it.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
Scene three comes to us from Garrett, who wrote, "Dear Alchemist, you are all a shining light in these humorless gray days of pandemic anti-bliss." Scene suggestion. It's 2040. Joey Greer has won the presidency in a landslide. Within days of his inauguration, he delivers on his campaign promise to create a new bill changing the national anthem to "Come on, let's just hang out. Come on, let's eat beef." Senators debate his proposed new anthem. Enjoy, Garrett from Detroit.
What's the problem with it?
Mr. President.
What?
Your 2 o'clock is here.
Is it my agent? Usually my agent comes around 2 o'clock. My agent usually pops in around that time, so
he said his name is Carl Stevenson.
Carl Stevenson. Yeah, might be. Put him in, put him in, bring him in, bring him in, put him in and bring him in.
Okay. He's wearing a t-shirt and shorts, sir. I'm not sure that's appropriate attire for the Oval Office.
I think it's fine. Okay. There's a kiddie pool in here.
Okay. Just a second. Mr. Stevenson?
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
The president will see you now, sir.
Great, great. What up, man? Up top. No? Okay.
That to me? Are you doing that to me? Or you...
Yeah.
What's up, man? I didn't. I would high five back to you, baby.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Bye.
Nice. Nice. Nice.
What's
nice,
up?
Nice.
How do I know you? What's your deal? How'd you get in here?
Yeah. can I take a little dippy?
Yeah, go for it.
Hell yeah.
Now, Mr. Stevens, Senator Stevens, correcto mundo, am I right?
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Yes,
you're the senator from Nevada. And as I know, you're on the fence about changing the anthiamo.
Yeah. On the
fence.
What's
going on? Why are you a piece of shit? Why are you a piece of shit? What's going on?
Oh, come on. Why? You know? Why? Why?
What was why what?
Why do you want to change it?
Come on, let's all hang out. Come on, let's eat beef. Huh? Yeah. Why did people can say that? That's a universal language. English is a universal language.
You know what? I'm in.
Hello.
I'm done. Nevada is in. Nevada is in. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I am out of here.
Bye-bye.
Mr. President.
Yes.
May I have a moment of your time?
Yes, you can.
My constituents in the great state of Georgia have concerns about all hanging out and all eating meat.
Yeah.
And they are wanting me to run them by you, sir, because quite frankly, we might secede from the union if we have to sing.
Do it.
Oh, that's easy. Is that it?
I fucking do it, dude. I'll beat the shit out of your ass if you do that shit, dude. All right? You fucking kidding me? Do it. I don't give a fuck. Dude, I filmed a movie with Kurt Russell straight to DVD. It didn't get released, but I filmed it with Kurt Russell. So I know how to fucking handle myself, my man. Okay?
All right, Mr. President. I mean, I do love this country, and I do love you and your
work. Then why leave? Do you hear how dumb you sounded? You're going to leave and then you love it? How dumb is that?
I personally love it, but I represent the people of Georgia.
Kurt Russell personally told me I'm super chill and he wanted to hang out. We weren't able to. Conflicts. We had conflicts. But we did. We hung out on set. You understand that?
Let me tell the people of Georgia that you are enacting the Russell Clause.
From the playback, the president told the governor from Georgia he would beat his ass if he didn't get on board with the anthem. We're going to now go to the field for another report from Tina Carter. Tina?
Hi. Yeah, we're out here on the field in front of the White House. You know, as you can see, some of the windows in the White House are broken because the president keeps kind of in a cartoonish way throwing senators out there to, quote, prove a point, unquote. And we see now another one is just coming through.
See if you can grab an interview with the senator.
Okay, hold on. Let me run. Come on, camera. Hi, sir. Hi. I'm Tina from ABC News.
Hi, Tina. Hi, Tina.
So you're the senator of Massachusetts, right?
Massachusetts, that's right.
Come on, let's all hang out.
And that's the president.
Come on, let's eat beef.
So we just saw you get ejected through the window of the White House. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I said, that can't be the song. And then he said, what's that? And I went, what? And he said, look over there. And then I looked, and then he threw me out to the window. And I had landed on my face and my butt, and I'm hurting.
You landed on your face and your butt? I think that's kind of impossible.
Yeah, it's been a bad day.
Anything else bad happen aside from getting kicked out of a window?
I think he's going to get what he wants. I think that's going to be our new anthem.
James, you're my Secretary of Defense.
I am just really you're bad my at Attorney Secretary General. Stuff. It's just I'm not organized.
You're my Secretary of the Treasury.
I know. It's a lot of pressure. I feel
I made up another secretary position for you.
I don't you're my need secretary. Anymore.
Oh, well, I'm struggling with... Well, James, what the hell am I supposed to do, huh?
I don't know.
You're my most trusted and only advisor, okay?
I know. It's just maybe you should fill each position with a different person.
Oh, clone your ass? Joey? Senate's not going to pass that. I'm not going to be able to clone you and have you... Wait a second. What if we're able to clone you?
I don't think we should... No. Hmm. I really, honestly, I feel pretty exhausted being one person. I don't want to be a whole bunch of people.
What?
Joey, I can't be cloned. I'm exhausted as it is.
You wouldn't be tired as the clones. The clones would be the whole another thing. It'd be like...
All right, James, enter the chamber here.
For the record, I don't want to do that. There's a lot of smoke coming out of that chamber.
Yeah, it's
fire smoke? There's drills going in there. I don't want to go in there.
Please, you have to. It's an executive order, James. Just go inside. Just go in, please.
Skin oh God, oh ready God, oh to be God. Removed.
Your skin is going to be removed for it's a quick procedure. It's only about 4 hours, so we're gonna go ahead and hold on to the handles there on the side.
These handles
bifurcating penis.
What? What does bifurcating mean? What?
It's being
Don't
covered in
door.
Ivory right now to preserve it. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt a lot. All right.
How's he doing in there? You know, is the outpatient good? Is he? When am I going to get more Jameses?
Well, the penis replicated fine, but there was a problem with the rest of it.
Problem? What do you mean problem?
Well, there's clones on the clones.
What?
Well, you'll just have to see.
I'm not a doctor. Doctor, speak to me like I'm a dumb guy.
You know, in the movie Total Recall, where the guy has a little Quado on his stomach, the guy.
Well, his name is Quado, right?
Yeah, that's you know what I'm saying. It's like that.
Yeah, but the character, the thing is called Quado. You know, whatever.
All right, potato. But look, the thing is,
This movie is a sci-fi classic. Okay, don't shit on that. All right,
I'm not shitting on it. I used it the analogy because I love the film.
They took a short fucking story and made a classic. Do you know that? Huh?
Yeah, I understand. It's Philip K. Dick. It's great.
It's fucking badass, dude. And that part where Schwarzenegger takes off the little mask.
Joey,
that woman.
Look at what this doctor did to me.
Oh my
There's
God.
There's penises all over my body.
Hi.
Joey, you gotta tell this doctor to remove these penises off of me.
Oh, shit.
Don't kiss him. Do not kiss him. It does not. Kiss us.
We want to be kissed.
James, I'm the secretary. Listen, okay. I got to go on a little trip. Okay.
What? You can't leave me here.
I'm not going
to
leave you here.
Tell this doctor next to me.
James, listen to me, okay? I'm the president. I'm the prezi, okay? I get to do. I have to do things, and if you can't do what we need you to do, James, I need you're my advisor, okay?
I'm gonna have to be seen in public.
James, I know that, okay? Right now I'm juggling the presidency and I'm trying to get a movie deal, okay? I got a lot of things going on in my life, all right? So I need you to,
Mr. President, if you could just, I hate to say that, put it this way, but. An elevator pitch for the film would be helpful for us, so we can see what you see.
Yes, of course. So, two armadillos, live action, that are trying to find a magic key to get them out, to open up a portal, so they go back to their armadillo dimension.
So when you say armadillo, just so we're on the same page, do you actually mean the animal seen mostly as roadkill in the state of Texas?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, but they're taking on human characteristics.
Yes.
Okay. Do they wear hats?
Yeah. I think that's
what if they wore
totally
hats?
Talk about that. Yes. So we have a question.
That's no my question. Assistant. Oh.
thanks for taking the meeting. I think Lionsgate's going to be super into this script. It's called Dicks Ahoy. It's about a guy who every hour on the hour, more dicks pop up on his body.
Keep talking.
Yeah. So eventually, I mean, it's really funny at first, but then it becomes a bit of a horror story as he's completely overtaken by these dicks.
Okay. The dicks are out to get him somehow.
Yeah, well, initially they love him because they're his host, but then they realize that he's not paying enough attention to them, so they rise up. This is a guy, yeah. But I mean,
and you're telling me the guy is not paying attention to his dicks.
Well, there's too many dicks.
Dr. Torn, I didn't know you were pitching the Lionsgate as well.
Mr. President? Good. You know, they can green light several films. I don't think it, we're competing.
Do you mind if I see your pitch?
Sure. It's so here's
a you
don't
want to give me your pitch actually.
Okay. It's about a guy who every hour on the hour a bunch of dicks keep popping up all over him. Dicks Ahoy is the title.
Dicks Ahoy.
Mm-hmm. And so within the movie, he sells a movie. Okay, now this is the book.
Damien, look! It's too convoluted. It makes no goddamn sense.
What do you mean?
And also, you got away from the point about him wanting to make the national anthem. That was completely abandoned.
I don't know how many times I have to reprimand you two for meeting in the middle of class, but this is the last time, and I mean it for real. Okay,
so
the
temperature.
What am I gonna do?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed, it took everyone here a long time, and you guys must be dumb, but from waist down, I am basically microchips, and the top, I am a human woman. So yes,
yeah, but you look good in yoga pants still, am I right?
I do, thank you. I do look good. Thank you. And that actually means a lot. I do like it when men comment on my body because that's mainly why I exist. So thank you so much. But if you guys do that again, I'm turning the temperature up to 150 degrees. For me, it doesn't matter. Okay? I'm a robot.
Should matter. There should be a temperature thing that, like, you know.
200 degrees.
Also, the water should distort the chips. There's a lot of, I mean, yeah, we got a question.
Hey, no, we don't. Hey, sorry. I'm going to need a new yoga mat because I just crept all over it.
Jesus. Holy fuck, no. Man.
Hilarious, though, right? I should take this on the road.
That was funny.
Okay, so I'm assuming we're going to end this yoga session the way we end all of them, and that's to sing the national anthem together?
Yes, exactly. So everyone please stand up, put your right hand on your heart.
Well, her heart is on her head. Look at that.
That's weird. Cool. All right, shall we? Okay.
Yes.
Come on.
Which anthem are we doing? What is it?
Let's the American anthem.
Let's hang out.
Beef.
And come on, let's be.
show today. Always leave them wanting less.
It's harder to sing on Zoom calls than in person.
It really is.
Let's thank all of our alchemists, starting with the very James Heaney. James, thank you so much. How is your hash brown supply? We're getting some email inquiries about that. I'm not even kidding.
Well, actually, funny story. It was doing well for a while.
Sure.
But the past two orders that I've made, they have asked me if it was okay to replace those hash browns with shredded potatoes. And that is not okay. And so I have not a lot left. I don't know what's going to happen.
What is in the stuff that you're eating?
I mean, it's minced potatoes. I don't know what it is. It's all packed into a patty.
And you got an email or a phone call, some sort of missive from the folks you ordered from saying, how about shredded potatoes instead?
Well, here's what happens when I use Instacart is they have a little thing that pops up and says, is it okay for this to be a replacement? And I'll approve almost everything, but I am not going to approve shredded potatoes.
Clearly, they don't know who they're dealing with. I mean, yeah. Good on you.
But I am almost out, so thanks for bringing it up.
So anyone listening, remember, James is almost out of hash browns from Costco, right?
Oh, I wish I had a Costco card. Oh, God. I use Smart and Final. It's pretty close.
Smith and Fennel.
I'm not advertising for those things. No. I know what I'm taking.
I wouldn't say it's close, my man. I wouldn't say it's
not
close.
Not at all, man.
I love you.
Well, they have big boxes, and damn, do I like big boxes.
Okay.
Ew.
Wow. That went sideways. Caroline Cotter, thank you so much for being here today.
Happy to be here.
And good luck in the coming days. You'll keep us posted on your progress.
Yeah.
Please? Yeah. We'd like to know, post-op, how things look.
Oh, yeah. It's a big operation, and it's not really considered essential or allowed by doctors.
Right.
So I'm excited.
Yeah. As you should be. Mm-hmm. Chris Alvarado, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
And Cole Stratton, great to have you back in the fold, and the entire damn magazine. So thank you for joining us again.
Thanks. Always good to be here.
Joey Greer.
That's my name.
What happened?
I don't know.
Fair enough. And thank you very much for being here, as always. Let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Find folks at iHeartMedia. Please continue to write to the podcast. Love reading your emails, responding to them. That's your name here at alchemythis.com. Please write to your name here at alchemythis.com. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. We love you so very much. Please stay healthy. Please be safe. Until next time.
Alchemy this.